On Monday, Governor Gavin Newsom apologized for what he called a bad mistake in attending a birthday party that broke the very rules he has been preaching to slow the spread of the coronavirus. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Killeen at the local desk. He has suffered severe political backlash since it surfaced Friday that he and his wife attended the party November 6th with a dozen friends at the pricey French Laundry restaurant in Wine Country north of San Francisco. Governor Newsom said on Monday he was pulling the emergency brake on reopening the state's economy. Newsom's so-called emergency break will halt reopening plans and put almost all of the state back under the strictest set of rules that halt indoor worship and force most indoor businesses to close or operate at a fraction of their capacity and keep most schools closed. The University of California system has reached a proposed $73 million settlement with seven women who accused a former gynecologist of sexual abuse. As part of a class action lawsuit, more than 6,600 patients of Dr. James Heaps could receive part of the settlement. Up next, Peter Killeen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. 29 additional cases of COVID-19 reported since Friday, bringing to 687 the total number of county residents testing positive for the virus. Community members invited to take part in a free drive-through flu vaccine clinic scheduled for Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the parking lot of the Humboldt County Library's main branch, 1313 3rd Street in Eureka. Health officials say it's more important than ever to get a vaccine. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.